Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
Hey, baby.
Sounds like porno music, don't it?
A little bit.
All the good ones back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, you know, nobody shaved.
If I was a stripper back in the 70s, I would have been very hairy, but secondly, this would have been my jam.
Go out, yeah. Not
wearing
a bra.
The band is Hot Chocolate.
I remember that.
Disco funk. The song is Everyone's a Winner. People say that when we do rejoins, we don't say enough who's who and all that, so... Check it out, from 1978.
Yeah, look at the hangers on the main stage. Get your dollar bills ready.
Platform shoes and bell bottoms and glitter shirts and stuff.
Yeah,
it's when you could be who you wanted to be and not worry about anybody shaming you on the internet. Why? There was no internet then.
There was no internet and a ton of coke. Everybody was doing it. Even the kids.
No.
Right. Now, there's a good question on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. We were talking about tattoos. We were talking about pigskin punishment, which is where we do weekly pigskin picks, deciding who's going to win what game and all that. And then whoever loses the following week, they have to do some kind of penance, some kind of punishment, whether it be embarrassing or sometimes painful, as Paige and Fatboy's butts can attest.
Yep.
They were flogged and tased and beaten by a dominatrix. Yeah. So the question was, I have to reword it because it was – poorly written and a lot of cuss words. Basically, are tattoos still on the table for pigskin punishment?
I think for us, yeah. I mean, it throws a wrinkle into it. We can do whatever.
Within reason, though. For instance, I think that if that were to be a case, it would have to be hidden. Like, in other words, it wouldn't always be seen. And, you know, like maybe something on your upper arm or maybe even a back piece. Back piece, right, Nine? Back piece.
Yeah, sure.
The winner would pick, right?
What is the side piece, then? Does that have to do with tattoos?
Can't talk about it.
Okay. So, tattoos on the table or off?
Off.
I think on for me. I think that'd be fun.
Paige, you just said you wanted one.
I wanted one of my choosing. I don't want something hideous on me that I'll regret for the rest of my life.
But, like, what about the guy yesterday? He was 30-something years old. His girlfriend had a bunch of tattoos. He's now finally decided he wants one, and he decided he wanted to get a welder's mask because he was a welder. But he wanted to get it done. He called it henna, but we've now found out there's these websites where you can go and they will print out a tattoo tracing of the image and send it to you so you can apply it and see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Would you go that route, Paige? Would you do henna to see if you really liked it, or would you go all in, sitting down in the chair, tap me up, baby?
If it's something that I wanted on my body, yeah. But if it's something that I would hate, like, you know.
You ever had anything on your body you didn't want there, Paige?
Yes. Poison ivy.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So when you decide you want a tattoo, isn't it wrong to just say, I want a tattoo? Shouldn't there be an inspirational piece?
Right. It what should is be it? Something that you love.
Who is it then? What is it? What's the idea?
Do? For my idea?
Yes.
I'm going to have a cross on my, you know, on my arm.
Just on the forearm?
Uh-huh.
What kind? Fatboy has a Celtic cross?
Yeah,
Nine probably has one hanging upside down. What do you want?
Just a very small cross.
Okay. And then you don't have to explain
the... Preferably black. Just a small little cross.
Okay.
No color.
No color cross. Just
an
outline.
I mean, I don't want roses or anything like that in there. I just want a little tiny cross.
Do you want like a Gothic cross? Or like
no, just something simple.
Like a wooden cross?
Nope.
Hmm.
Well, what's it made of?
Well, now that you said that, I can't say any of the fun things I wanted to say. Well, come on. She's talking about she wants to get a cross, and then when I ask her why, then I definitely can't. Yeah.
So
you just want, like, two lines?
Well, I really wanted to
take this pen and draw on your arm what you wanted to
do. Just draw on a piece of paper what kind of thing you're thinking.
I wanted to cover a scar, and it's a line where I had stitches, so a cross would fit in there, really.
Why do you not tell us that? First of all, we found out earlier you were beaten by by your ballet teacher with a cane.
Yeah.
Because your back wasn't straight. Now you're told, but what is that scar from? Hold your arm up again if you don't mind.
I have scars on my arm because I went through a windshield. It's from when they had to cut glass out of my arm. When I was in a Corvette that crashed.
Oh, okay. It was a car accident.
Yeah.
You didn't just go dive face first.
No, I've got little tiny like scars, but this one's kind of like the worst one, and it looks kind of like it could be a cross easily.
But don't you think, well, who am I to say? I think, you know, okay, I will say this. I think the scar's cooler.
Really?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I do. First of all, think about that. You
nothing
get
wrong with a scar?
I think that's cool as hell. Let me see it again. Yeah, I think that was, yeah.
Nothing wrong
but,
with
I mean,
scar.
It's your body. Scars it's now or never.
Yeah.
It's your
scars
decision.
Scars are scars, see? Yeah.
I can't really tell one's there, honestly.
It's that thing where it's she's conscious of it, no one else is, but.
That's a vein.
No, that's a burn mark, but right here is.
What? Used to be a burner?
No.
Well, get a flame right there.
Well, yeah, cool. What's the burn mark?
She had a hot plate.
The burn mark was when a candle fell off a table and fell onto my yoga mat, and my whole house caught on fire, and I kind of
that's the story where you said you caught your house on fire?
Well, not the whole house, but the downstairs. So I rolled up the mat and threw it outside, and that burned my arm.
You're an arsonist.
No, I am preventing fire.
That's what your tattoo should be. A story. So you get a hot plate on your forearm, which leads to a back piece of a flaming house.
And somebody said, why didn't you call 911? If I would have waited to find my phone to call 911, my place would have been gone.
Is that how you met Chris, your
no, this
husband
is,
who
this,
is
so, did you,
now
did,
the firehouse in the sky?
Did you catch the whole house on fire, or did you catch a yoga mat on fire and throw it out the
I
door?
I caught the wall, some furniture, but I didn't burn my TV, thank goodness.
Is this two separate incidences? Because I remember the one time you said, because I always made the joke. You said, oh, that was when I almost burned my house down. And I'd say, oh, Paige, why'd you burn your house down? And, ha, ha. So this is twice now that you've had some kind of fire.
I've had like three fires before. One with when I turned on a light,
okay.
Caught on fire. I got that out.
You turn on a, that's bad wiring, huh?
Yeah.
You turn on a light and what caught on fire? The yoga
wall,
mat?
The wall.
What, you turned on a light switch to light a candle?
No. Listen to me.
I'm trying.
Listening.
No, I'm trying.
I turned
trying
on a
flower.
Light and the
go
switch.
Go in a straight line.
The switch. All right, then. I
you don't have his glasses. He can't hear.
The switch. The switch caught on fire. Turn on the light. It caught on fire. On right. The wall.
Okay. Yeah. So is this a separate incident from
yeah,
the candle?
Yeah, you were okay. Asking about where Chris got involved. He wasn't involved in any of these situations.
No, I was making the joke that he's a fireman.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how you met.
With the mat the and the whole thing was probably a couple months after he passed away, which is very strange.
Yeah.
Wow. You have a sprinkler system in your home?
No.
I would invest in one.
No.
Or a lawn sprinkler and just keep it in the house.
I just don't buy those kind of big three-wick candles anymore because they're dangerous.
Yeah.
When you have pets.
Now, back to the tattoo, the cross. Yeah, a lot of people are offering to do the tattoo for you. Just I would make sure they're OSHA certified, right, Jimmy? Is that
sure.
Who it is?
Yeah,
DHEC.
Sure.
Yeah, there's some kind
DHEC
of
as well.
Accreditation, DHEC, also yeah. Sanitation.
Make sure they're involved. You know, licensed to tattoo people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because they own the kit.
I don't want a prison tattoo.
Just because they own the kit don't mean.
Go to an actual shop.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
See a medical profession.
Go to an actual shop. No, I texted my buddy Justin, see if he's around to talk about, you know, Paige getting a tattoo. I guess he might not be up yet. He's burning the midnight oil tattooing people all night.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
You have to. You have to. If you're a tattoo artist, you have to work all night.
Yeah.
You have to.
A lot of times, yeah, you work late just because, you know, that's when people are available to come get them.
My first tattoo, I got at 12:40 a.m.
Yeah.
As hell did.
Well, you know, I mean, I think he doesn't tattoo drunks.
Yeah. I wasn't drunk then. I got drunk after.
Hopefully it doesn't take, you know, 14 breaks while you're doing an hour-long tattoo.
It depends on if you want to, man.
That was 2 days before Paige tried to burn my house down.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? And I'm not a liar. Why would I lie about my own life? People are texted in. I mean, why would I lie?
People are texting and calling you a liar?
If I was going to lie, I would make my life so much more interesting. And
liar, liar, your yoga mat's
on
fire.
And not have scars on my arm.
I think the guy that stiffed Matt's the guy who wired the outlet at the call fire.
Might be. The guy ripped Matt off. Same guy wired up Paige's.
Wait a minute. How do we know Paige's dog, the kleptomaniac, the one that steals her car keys and all that, isn't the one who started this fire?
No. It was the other one.
How do we know Nine's the evil kitty didn't steal his lens?
What?
Might have.
It was the other dog that did that. She was blind and she knocked it off the table.
That's what it was. So the doll, the candle that fell. So we got the one was the light switch. You hit it. It caught bad wiring. Then there was one with a yoga mat. Then the other dog knocked over a candlestick.
No, there was only two incidences with the fire. That one with the wall, the other with the candle and the downstairs floor and everything.
The blind dog is walk around moving his arm.
I wasn't in the room, and I don't know exactly how the room caught on fire. Yeah. I wasn't there. I just smelt something really bad, and I looked, and
you dealt it.
No, it was smoke.
You burnt the best part of the house.
You know, if you were gonna pick apart, that's kind of crazy. You don't want anything to burn in your house.
I guess not.
Just wonder sometimes. I know. You ever walk into a room and you're like, God, why did I come in here?
Yeah.
You ever do that?
All the time.
Every morning at 4:30.
I wonder how many times Paige loses her car keys or almost sets the house on fire and blames it on her dog.
That's best.
I don't ever do that.
You always say, the dog hid my car keys from me. The dog
stole my wallet.
The dog parked my car in the different place. The dog almost caught the house on fire. The dog burned the macaroni and cheese last night.
No, I don't make that.
You leave that dog alone.
No, but she did. She can take my bag, my purse, out the doggy door, and it.
Yeah, she stole your wallet and your keys.
She does do that. Yeah. So I have
left your windows down in your car.
No, they don't drive. I do have a hook now where I hang my purse over on the door so she can't get a hold of anything. Which she does, and you think I'm crazy? We're asleep when this is all happening in the middle of the night.
I'm convinced.
She goes and tears things up while the rest of everyone's asleep. My puppy is having a party, and then I wake up and find mayhem and whatever she's done or destroyed.
I'm convinced that if Paige, like, hey, God forbid, had like a fender bender on the way home from work today, like, just, you know, rear-ended somebody. Just say the dog was driving.
No.
The cop shows up. Well, what happened? The dog was driving?
No.
It's like the commercial where they roll the window down and all the pee goes out. And they're like, oh, I'm drunk.
I think it's supposed to be beer.
Hey, no. Paige, it's me, Rob Inario, returning your call.
Hey, man.
Hi, Rob.
What happened? You said some kind of accident?
Yeah, my dog wrecked my car, Rob. I'm too busy to drive. The dog wrecked the car.
I wish they could
Hey,
drive,
folks, hold
honestly.
On. I'm laughing.
This is a prank joke.
They wrote me all these tickets, but the dog was driving. I wasn't even driving. It's the dog driving.
Oh, man.
If the dog can drive and work, you know, Whiskey probably will have a contract before any of us.
There's a great text. There's a great text. Wasn't it Paige who said that her dog is the reason she broke her leg? That is true.
Well, we were walking to the park.
Oh, my Lord, I love this.
We were walking the dogs.
Yeah? What happened? The dog gave you a karate chop in your leg?
No.
You got children of the corn dogs.
Every time I say, don't run. That was the last thing I said, and that's when they started to take off and run to the park. And I was pulled on this black ice and heard my
ice!
Oh, give me a heart attack.
Heard my leg snap.
Yeah. That's got to suck.
Damn dog.
Yeah.
But it's the dog's fault. Yeah.
And I had a cast, so I'm not making that stuff
up. No, you really
either.
Had no. a cast.
I really did have a broken leg.
You were hobbled for a few months after that.
I mean, there's no reason to make that stuff up.
Yeah.
I would have rather said that I was, you know, skiing in Vail or, you know,
your
Park
piggy
pony
is going to be an obstacle course with your dog. Leading you through it.
Don't bring Eva in here.
And Pig Punishment is going to be 5 minutes alone in the office with the door shut and the dog in there.
Oh, Piggy Punny is that she's on a lie detector test for 4 hours on the show.
Oh,
I'm on a lie detector test every day because people don't believe me. So
that's what I'm referencing. You said everyone's calling you a liar now, so I'm like, that could be the punishment. We have her hooked up to a lie detector test, and we sit there and watch the
good one, not the one we had where it shocked your hand.
No, but those are yes or no answers for the lie detector test. Right? Yes, and they're not reliable, and we've all said that.
Yeah, but why would I make stuff up?
You gotta let Jimmy's cat crawl up your leg.
I mean,
too,
really? I mean, why would I do that?
Well, that sounds like something someone would say if they were making stuff up.
Oh, come on!
He's working.
It. Now I gotta say,
now I don't even care. Now it's not even worth talking about. I mean, now
it's
stupid.
Fun. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to me. I got scars. I didn't want to be in a car and that was wrecked. I didn't want to do anything to my house. That's crazy.
You didn't want your dog to burn the house down.
You know, I don't want my dog to chew up anything, but she's a puppy and blank happens. But that's how life is.
Yeah. I'm going to be watching Life PD one day, and they're going to pull over the car.
And Eva's driving.
And it's going to be Eva, Paige's dog, driving.
Sticks, we're going to Greenville.
She's got warrants. All right, Paige, I believe you.
I don't care if you do or not.
All right, fine. I don't then, if I'm being honest.
Thank you.
Somebody texts in that plot twist. Paige doesn't really have any dogs.
No. Dude. I borrow the dogs like to put them on Instagram. I'm that maniacal. I mean, I'm just that horrible of a person that I have to make up my life because
Your
I don't have one.
This is Tyler Durden. Does not exist.
We should bring back the Liars Club, man. Remember that bit where we would all say something and you had to guess who was making it up? That would be interesting.
Ron Reese was driving. It wasn't the dog.
All right.
That wasn't Ron Reese at all.
Paige, I have confidence in you that you're going to.
That was yours earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this and we're going to do some headlines next, right?
Yes.
What's going on big right now?
Oh, you want to know what's big right now is the fact that you don't even have to you don't even have to enjoy sports to lose weight and get your heartbeat going. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines. Enjoying meaning playing them. You can just watch them.
And lose weight?
Yes.
Oh, man. I need to watch like 10 seasons in a row.
Oh. All right. We'll find out next what all that means in your Rise Guys headlines. Believe it or not.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before
straight in your current smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
I'm through. 3.3, the planet Rise. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
I've got some good news for folks that are beer lovers. But before I get to that, I've got to tell you that watching sports is almost as much of a workout as playing sports itself. So that's good news if you don't really want to go to the gym per se, and maybe you just want to sit out and watch some football.
Don't try to disenfranchise me. I just rejoined the gym.
I'm just saying that if, say you want to watch football tonight, right? And you had a workout, but you couldn't make it.
Say it.
You can do this.
Okay.
And you'll be okay, just as long as you don't like stick your whole chip
blank
in
the mashed potatoes
and you know dips and that kind of and really pig out. But if you're just like watching sports, you're going to be okay because watching sports is almost as much as a workout as playing sports. That's according to a recent study, and the researchers found that during an important game, fans' heart rates went up 64%. Which is about the same increase as you do when you get like a 90-minute walk or so. So that's a moderate cardiovascular workout. But if you're getting up off the couch and screaming and jumping and yelling, you're going to get a good workout.
But you have to be invested in it somehow by either being a big fan of one of the teams playing or you put money on it.
Yep.
Otherwise, if you're casually watching it and you really don't have a dog in the fight, you ain't going to get that same emotion. Like, Nine's got to pretend for like 3 months that he's a Clemson fan.
I don't know.
For money.
Ingles college football today. It ain't Clemson today. It's college football today.
Well, that Ingles has a rock.
It does.
I can't wait to rub it.
What about the second and third Ingles?
Well, I'll take that one with us.
Yeah.
Well, this study came out of the University of Leeds in England, and they were looking at passionate fans. So maybe they were looking at rugby or soccer or football or whatever.
Oh, they're probably looking at football.
Yeah. So their heart rates with the people in the study were about 64% higher than normal. So ultimately, supporting your team can give you that workout when you're, you know, jumping around,
support
moving.
Support your team, drink 18 beers, 6 plates of nachos, bunch of ribs and wings, and then, you know, cancel it all out and then some, right?
Yeah.
Get drunk, go home, scream at your kids.
Only if your team loses.
I hate I named you Brady.
Yeah.
Brady?
So when your team...
You too, Chorizo.
When your team loses, you did mention that. That's on the other end of the spectrum on how you're going to feel. It's almost... Some people felt as depressed as they would if someone close to them died, say their team lost the big game, Super Bowl.
So... With that said, by that way of thinking, I could go ride roller coasters all day and actually get a workout because of the emotion. Until I figured out the algorithm or whatever of the roller coaster.
Yeah.
And knew, oh, here it comes.
But you'd be eating funnel cakes and stuff while you're doing it.
That's why I like Space Mountain is because I'm not talking about Ric Flair's privates. I'm talking about the actual ride at Disney where you're in the dark and you've probably ridden it several times before, but you never know when the drops are coming, and that's wonderful.
It's fun.
It's got to be great to be a theme park enthusiast and be blind. And I mean that with great reverence.
You think so?
God. Ooh. Is that Goofy?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, it's Goofy.
Say something, Goofy. Oh, you're not going to talk.
Actually, it might be good because if y'all could see It's a Small World after all, it is a mind blank. So maybe it's good because that is a weird, there's some kind of deeper message with that.
All that money in the bottom. Some of it's real silver.
Mm. Yeah. You can't see the orphan trains in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Barely can see them.
Hmm. Oh, that's sad. All right, well, let's talk about being a teenager and how hard it is when your parents take things away and you're trying to text your friends and communicate and you can't do it. You have to be resourceful. That's the case of a 15-year-old girl. Her situation is trending right now after her mom took away her phone. And she resorted to using the smart refrigerator to post on Twitter. So first, she started after the phone was taken away. Her mom recently took her phone away after she got so distracted.
How distracted was she?
She started a fire in the kitchen. Mm. So there goes the phone.
There's so many hacks. The only thing you could take away is money. That's about it. They can't duplicate that as fast. God, I hope not.
Yeah, but they could get a friend to Apple Pay him money, and then...
I never had friends like that.
Yeah, those are good friends.
Yeah, me neither.
So first, the
15-year-old... I owed Nine money, and he wouldn't get it. I sent it via Apple Pay, and he would not download it to accept the money.
I told you, I don't do that.
Oh, I tried.
Wow. Mark of the Beast.
I ain't going to sit there and slide it in your pocket like my daddy'd always do.
Well, you can just hand me,
$5,
otherwise I don't care.
Go shake your hand and be in the palm of your hand. Come on, just hand it to me.
Hand it to me.
Well, back to the story.
I don't want digital $5. $5.
First, she started tweeting from her Nintendo DS after the phone was taken away because of the fire, and her mom confiscated that, too.
Oh, you going to confiscate the fridge,
and
Mama?
She realized she can post from her old Nintendo Wii, and then a day later, she found out that she found out where the mom hid the DS and took it back. And then
But without Wi-Fi, none of that would have worked. So
work
you take away the Wi-Fi password is what that's the way
everybody suffers.
So the mom found it again, caught her, and took it away. So at that point, she's like, what am I going to do? I have no way of communicating. I'm a teenager stuck in nowhere land. So
smoke signals. Light a fire.
No. Yeah. She had no way to get online until she realized that she could send tweets through her parents' smart refrigerator, and it worked.
I have a friend who has one of those, and their kids are always drawing ding-a-ling pictures on there. Because you can draw with your finger on there. It's like an iPad stuck inside the refrigerator.
Doesn't it show you what's in the fridge?
There's a model that does. There's one where the shelves are actually – you can they weigh whatever's there, so it automatically knows if you need to order more Dr. Pepper or whatever.
Man, the answer is always yes.
Man.
So her tweet.
I'm glad I can keep up with my own grocery shopping.
Her tweet is great. I don't know if this is going to tweet. I'm talking to my fridge. What the heck? My mom confiscated all my electronics again. So she went silent for a few days after that. And then she posted one more time the other day. And it's going viral because she thanked the people for all the support. Now the hashtag is Free Dorothy is trending.
She went off the grid, guys.
She went off the grid.
Did you see what... I believe it was Clemson. It was a South Carolina, a school in South Carolina that was thinking about doing the student IDs on cell phones now. So you would not have a student ID card anymore. I think it was Clemson, but maybe it wasn't.
I don't know.
So if you don't have your phone, you're SOL. Like, really, now when you leave home and forget your phone, you have to go back and get it.
Yep.
Because, you know, I saw somebody the other day put their phone out at a drive-thru and just did their phone. I was like, I wish Mike could do that.
You can.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to ask Grace to set it up for me.
Yes. All right. Well, some people loved their games, and this guy loved his game a little too much. And he was caught playing Pokemon Go. Not on one phone, but on 8 different phones simultaneously in his car. A police officer in Seattle spotted the guy parked on the side of the road on Tuesday night. When he went up to the car, he saw that the guy was playing the game on 8 phones at the same time, and he had 8 phones all jammed into a piece of foam, and he was playing them. That's when you know you have a problem, I would think.
Yeah, but this is no different than, what was the game? It wasn't Dungeons and Dragons. Was it Minecraft? It wasn't even Minecraft. What was the game where you'd have to bring your entire computer over to somebody's house and you would set up at the dining room table and everybody would have desktop computers?
It was a LAN party. What's any game, man? Like any of the Quakes or any of those first-person shooters?
That's when you knew you had a problem. Or if you were a football fan and you have several televisions set up in there, that's when you know you got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just don't have split screen.
I need a bank of TVs to watch all these football games.
So you get that red zone, baby.
Yeah.
You pay up for that? I mean, you pay for that, Fat Boy?
Yes, he does.
Short answer, yes.
Okay.
But it isn't like Sunday ticket price.
No, no.
Okay.
Huh.
How and how much is a different conversation.
I just thought about this. 9 is not a Clemson fan, but he's going on the Ingles pregame show. So you
Ingles could, college football today?
You could be the voice of the Gamecocks on the Clemson show.
I ain't getting in that mess like that.
All right.
I'm here to talk about football, not argue.
An antagonist, like Clemson, man.
I'm not here to argue coots and taters. I'm here to talk about football and have fun.
Yeah, well, hey, man, let's rethink it.
He's going to be the most hated man in football. I can see it.
Yeah, I'm not here to argue coops and taters, man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be a challenge because I don't ever want to talk about the Gamecocks, but I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you got
to
talk about them some. You got to talk about how Georgia's letting their fans down again.
I know you got the toughest schedule, but hey, you thank your conference for that, not your AD.
Yeah, it's true.
But you're not going to have a – you're not going to have a – it's going to be – you're going to – it's going to be tough for you to do a whole season of that and not have any kind of
– it'll be fun.
Hmm.
I think it'll be a good time. I'm
so you're not a Gamecocks fan?
You know, I like them all right. I enjoy
Matt's going to pop up on your shoulders, so you're not going to have fun doing this.
I mean, what level of passion do you have for them?
So I like them more than I do Clemson.
Yeah, you know. They're
all right.
Man, that
fence is going to break.
They're good.
Nine.
You're going to get splinters.
They're fun.
This fandom is you have to be on the team to support them. That's his deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, still, though.
I got some eligibility. Believe it or not, after all these years of college.
I got 4 years eligibility left. Let's go.
That boy's got the real passion for it, though. I see some butting of heads.
I'm ready for Clemson softball, by God.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's coming in the spring.
Fat boy's going to be passionate about it till he has to drive a long way to do a show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's see if we can.
I can already see that, man. But he has to drive like upwards of 30 minutes to get to wherever we're doing the show from. Oh, that's going to do Fat Boy in.
These first three are great. And the first one's definitely awesome.
Oh, yeah. The first one's right across from his house. But after that, it's going to spread out a little more. And by the time like middle of the season gets here, Fat Boy's like, man, I don't want to go out there. And meanwhile, I'm like, let's go. Let's go talk football.
I'm going to have to pull a Kevin and Bean and put a line in my house.
Get some lunch at the Ingles Deli while we're there.
Hmm.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Man, it's not, but whatever.
No, I'm just trying to talk about it. I'm trying to help y'all out.
Oh, yeah.
By talking about it.
Talking about that Ingles college football today. Thank you, Matthew.
Right. No, you're welcome, fake Gamecock fan.
Thank you, Matt, man.
Fake cock fan?
No. Spurs down to you. Poser.
You poser. Don't make me laugh. I'll miss it.
He's a bigger fan of Satan.
Well, yeah, I can't fault him.
You want to talk about beer? Are you still arguing about football?
Oh,
okay, liar. Go ahead.
No, if we don't get to this beer story, we don't have words.
Go ahead and watch a movie, and then tell everybody it's a real thing that happened to you.
Okay,
I'm
just
reading the text line.
Call me a liar if you want. I'm not making up my lies.
You said the P1s are calling you a liar.
Okay,
you want?
We'll finish talking about football.
If we don't get to this beer story, I'm really going to be upset about it. If we don't do this, story. I mean, we missed the
big
one.
We got it because everybody else cares about this.
This is a local story.
This is great, and I'm so proud to live in the South. A new story, a study, found that the best cities for beer lovers in America, based on the number of breweries per capita, found that there is a city in the Carolinas that made it to the top.
Oh, Carolinas. That's where they try to, like, pull you in on the clickbait, and it ends up being like, oh, you know.
Might be two cities in the Carolinas in the top 10.
Oh, two states, one beer.
Yes.
Quit reading ahead. Right. It's not fair to all of us.
Well, you gotta let people know.
You don't have
well, can you let me do it?
And well, if then you we want, can if you will.
I'm damn. Trying. God, this is a tough room. I'm getting a headache. All right, at number one is Asheville, North Carolina.
Number one?
Yes. Topping the list is Asheville.
Does that count for like Sierra Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada and Highland and Green Man
this
and Wicked Weed. And, whew,
the best
on and on.
Cities in America for beer lovers. So topping the list is Asheville, North Carolina.
Wow.
So that's pretty big. And then
number
also
two?
Portland, Maine.
Schlitzberg.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, I doubt it.
And Bend, Oregon. Kalamazoo, Michigan, Boulder, Colorado, Vista, California, Leesburg, Virginia, and coming in at number eight, our own Greenville, South Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, how about it?
That should be higher than that.
We got a lot of it's breweries per 100,000 residents. I mean, we have a lot of breweries. We have a lot of breweries around here now.
And then number nine, Fort Collins, Colorado, and at 10th place, Pensacola, Florida.
Hmm.
So in the Carolinas. At number eight, Greenville, South Carolina. At the top spot, Asheville, North Carolina. That's pretty exciting for beer lovers.
Will we ever Greenville, as far as the cool factor goes, as far as the rest of the nation goes, we know how we feel personally, but you know how it was Asheville's cool city, Asheville's cool city, you know, Edge is going to move there and all this stuff. Dash Wilder lives there. And then all of a sudden, oh, dude, you check out the, yeah, that Greenville. And then we're like the cousin of coolness, you know, and now like so I'm wondering, will we ever be the number one over Asheville's number eight?
Well, I don't know.
You mean breweries?
Yeah, just as far as
no, beer, no, no. I'm talking about just as far as the cool, you know, the cool city factor.
Oh,
when you hear someone from out west say, "Hey, I'm thinking about vacationing in Asheville or Greenville," I'm like, "What?"
Yeah,
you're too conservative for that to happen.
Oh,
so
I think Greenville's pretty damn cool.
Asheville topping the list with the ratio 28 breweries for every 100,000 residents. So, you know, Greenville's growing. You never know.
Well, if you think Greenville's cool, you've obviously never been to Easley. So there's that.
Why'd you move away then?
Yeah, you don't even live there anymore.
I'm from there. I can come and go as I want. Wall or not.
Yeah.
That's my damn hometown. I point to the room I was born in, right behind the Carolina Grill. You can see it.
Yep.
I'm surprised you weren't born in the Carolina Grill.
I wasn't there yet.
In a booth.
Well, it was fun today,
he was conceived
boys.
There.
I'm should surprised. Have had me, Pete.
Well, you are half Jew. I guess you are half and half.
It sounds so angry the way it comes
this
out.
Is so awful.
Jewish, sorry.
All right.
It's the way Southerners pronounce things. It just makes it rah.
I know.
Makes it sound harsh.
All right, then.
Jewish.
There you go. So now it's inoffensive,
you need
right?
You to say the ish.
That's just completely inoffensive. It's just, yeah, just let it lay. Right.
Do I spell it with an H or a C?
I don't know. Spell it.
Backwards or forwards?
My goodness. All right. Rise Guys headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Oh, boy, tomorrow is Friday. We got a whole lot of stuff planned for you. We'll tell you all about it right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, everything. Tomorrow is Friday. TGIFOF. The FOF line tomorrow. 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. And also tomorrow at 5 and 10 returns with big prizes like what, Fat Boy?
some Breaking Benjamin tickets for you.
Yeah, Breaking Benjamin, 3 days Grace, Chevelle, and Charlotte this weekend at PNC Music Pavilion, right?
Yep. There's a bunch of bands.
Okay, fantastic. So a big Friday show tomorrow. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial.
It should have talked
to
her.
A little. Ow. The man said not to touch it. Can I just hover my finger there just a little while? Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said? A 93-minute roadblock is coming up next. A 93.3. The
Planet Rock. Bad baby, bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.